给的节日。
And the parking space was very limited.
所以这个停车的位就不是很多。
A couple of our brothers and sisters, they came over there and then running around almost half an hour.
大概要绕了大概有半个小时之久才能找到位置。
And they couldn't find any space.
还是找不到。
So they left, but they find a remote area for parking.
但是他们离开了以后到一个比较远的地方就找到一个停车位。
If this situation, if they came, they prepared, drove a long distance, and brought their wonderful gourmet food for the potluck, and then they, because they couldn't find the parking space, and then left for home, what do you think?
我就打个比喻啊，如果这一个这个弟兄也好，姐妹也好，他们从很远地方开车来，然后也准备好了这个家里的拿手菜来，结果就因为找不到停车位。绕来绕去找不到，就很失望的回家了。您想这是一个什么样的状况呢
？I would say he gonna that person must have a miserable Saturday.
我想这个人这个礼拜天就通通报销了，一定是非常不愉快。
But just only one event, only one picnic.
但是我们这个讲的这个野餐会，只是一个单一的事故而已。
But if that happened for your whole life, that you invest, you work so hard, and eventually you find everything is in vain.
但是各位，如果这个不是一个单一事件，而是你这个全部的人生，我想，如果你准备这么好了，结果发现都是空虚的，请问您会作何感想呢？
Especially at the time that you depart from this world.That sigh, maybe nobody can hear.
如果是您是在即将离世的时候，发现您这一生所经营的都是虚空的，这一声叹息之大是可想而知的。
But if we even invest more for eternity, and then once the reality shows that you find you got nothing at all.
但是更进一步来讲，如果不只是今生，而是您的永生，所有的准备、所有的经营都摆在那儿了，但是才发现，在永生了以后，您是一无所有。
That anger, that frustration, you can name some of them. I don't think you would even can endure that situation.
那时候您的愤怒您的沮丧我想是无法忍受的。
And are you sure? Are you so sure that for eternity you will receive the reward that you anticipate in this life?
您能够有这个确据吗就是您将来在永生的那个获得的奖赏您能够有这个确据吗
Today we want to share The message is that he must increase, I must decrease.
今天跟各位分享的信息是他必兴盛，我必衰微。
And we will start from John chapter 3, verse 22.
约翰福音第三章开始，二十二节。
It happened that something happened after that, then Jesus and his disciples went out into Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized people.
这是以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。
And John the Baptist was also baptizing at Enon near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were constantly coming to be baptized by John the Baptist.
约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。
Now I would like to see the things from John the Baptist's disciples, their angle to see what happened.
我们来从约翰的这方面来看事情。
His disciples, John's disciples.
约翰他自己的门徒。
See, now very briefly describe that actually Jesus started his ministry.
前面很快的提到说耶稣和他的门徒在犹太地开始他们的事工。
From the Bible, we understand that John the Baptist was the one beginning the ministry and also baptized people.
那从我们圣经知道，其实约翰的事工是远开始于这个耶稣的事工以前，他是他是开始给人家受洗。
It's about six months earlier than Jesus.
大概是比耶稣的事工要差不多早四个月。
So when John the Baptist started his ministry, actually turned out a huge impact to the whole area.
So, 施洗约翰开始施洗的时候，等于是轰动全城的一个事件，许多人都来那里，他那里受洗。
He started his ministry in a very remote area.
他开始是一个在一个比较荒僻的一个地方开始。
But people from Jerusalem, the capital, even from the holy temple, the priests inside, they went all the way to John Baptist to be baptized.
但是有许多人从大城市，例如耶路撒冷，甚至祭司，都不劳千里的跑到那边去。
John's message is very simple.
约翰的信息是非常的简单。
The kingdom of God is near. Repent.
神的国近了，你们要悔改。
And just simple message, but brought many people to the wilderness to be baptized.
但是这么一个简单的信息，就吸引了许多人到这个很荒僻的一个地方去施洗受洗。
And this caused those high priests' attention.
这个就引起了大祭司的注意。
Because people should or supposed to come to the temple to ask about all the spiritual issues.
人们原来都是到耶路撒冷，到这个神殿，到祭司里面去问一些属灵的事。
But people start to leave, and they went to the remote area to ask John the Baptist.
结果他们反而就是离开了耶路撒冷，反而到一个很荒僻的地方，到这个施洗约翰那里去。
Now let's think about John the Baptist's disciples.
我们大家想一想，约翰的门徒是会有怎么样一个想法？
What did they think?
他们心里是怎么一回事呢？
Wow, I follow a right person, right?
一定会想，哎呀，我跟对人了。
My teacher is so influential.
我的老师，我的夫子是这么有影响力的一个人。
Now I can start my job here.
我的工作有保障了。
Maybe I'll come out a vocation.
也许我还办一个职业学校。
Maybe this is my career.
这是我的前途。
Boom, 6 months later.
但是一下子蹦六个月以后
Here came Jesus.
这个耶稣这个人物出现了。
And Jesus went the other location and also baptized people there.
然后呢他跑到另外一个定点然后开始在那里给人家施洗。
If you were John Baptist's disciple, what do you think?
如果您是约翰的门徒您会作何想法呢
Competition.
竞争来了，对手来了。
See now, if there are two companies working in the same field, there will be competition.
就知道同业这个相斗哈，就是有竞争力了。
And actually, at that time, the Apostle John and also Apostle Andrew, they were with John the Baptist.
那我们知道，其实这个约翰是约翰的门徒底下，就是约翰跟他的兄弟安德烈。
Okay, but the verse we just read, John was baptizing people there because there was plenty of water, and people were what? Constantly coming to be baptized by John the Baptist.
Yeah, 我们知道约翰他那个地点很好，因为他里有很多的水很好，所以很多人都到那边去受洗。
But to John.Disciples, their response is quite different from what the verse described.
但是约翰门徒的反应就跟我们刚刚读的这个经句里面反应，这个完全是有很大的落差。
And then the verse 24 and 35 said, John at that time was not put in prison yet.
二十四节说那时约翰还没有下在监里。
So at that very moment, actually John the Baptist continued to.Train or his disciples.
所以可想而知，约翰是一直在继续不断的训练他的门徒。
He was their teacher.
他是他们的夫子。
And then an argument developed between some of the John's disciples and a certain Jew.
然后约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的理。
Okay, argument.
我们看到他们在辩论。
Is that familiar to you?
您听的是不是这个很熟悉呢？
Do you always argue with other people?
您是不是常常跟人辩论呢？
Why will you argue?
我们为什么会跟人家辩论呢？
Because through the argument to prove what?
然后我们是经由辩论想要证明什么？
I'm right, you are what?
要证明说我是对的，你是错的。
I am better, you are what?
我要比你好。
I'm better than you.
我要比你好，比你高明。
This is an argument motivated by these issues.
所以就是说我们为什么会鼓动我们去争论的原因。
So John's disciples start arguing with another Jews.
所以约翰的门徒开始跟另外一个犹太人这边辩论。
So we can see that the picture actually happened in today's our life.
其实我们昨天的这个图画就跟我们今天的非常类似。
If there's a competition,
如果有竞争
then we will argue.
我们就会跟人家辩。
We will struggle.
然后我们就会挣扎，有所挣扎。
We will fight against the opponent.
我们跟对手拼个你死我活。
And not only through argument, also over here say,Over the matter of ceremonial washing.
不只是辩论，而是辩论的是有关于洁净的理。
Don't take it very light about the issue ceremonial washing.
各位，对他们犹太人说，洁净的理是一件大事。
Why people would like to come up with some kind of a rules or some kind of a standard?
为什么人要把这个一个洁净的礼仪变成一个标准化的一个礼呢？
So this is our human nature.
这就是我人的本性。
We not only through argument to build up us.
我们不但是要因为辩论而来升高自己。
And we start to build up structures.
而且我们要有一些构架。
Through these standards to prove I'm really.Much better than you.
因为有这样一个标准的构架来证明说我要比你强，我要比你好。
So actually, every one of us, you got your own structure.
各位，您每个人都有他自己的构架。
To sustain you.
然后以这个构架来支持你，支撑你。
To recognize you.
让你能够被别人能够认同。
And this is how this world functions.
这就是我们世界就是这样运转的。
So they argue with ceremonial washing through these standards, I can prove I'm better than you.
所以他们经由这个辩论洁净的理来证明说我要比你高明，我要比你好。
And then verse 26 say they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan.The one you testify about, well, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him.
二十六节就来见约翰说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”
Listen, what do you think about the result of that argument?
各位，你们想到这他们这个争论的结果是什么呢？
Whether John.Disciple won the argument or they lost the argument.
所以不论这个约翰的门徒是赢了这场争论还是输了这场争论。
What do you think?
您认为如何呢?
They won or they lost?
他们赢了还是输了呢? 赢了还是输了?有没有意见?
You think they won the argument? You can raise your hand.
认为他们赢的举手。
Oh, okay.You think they lost it?
认为他们输的。
Okay, thank you.
你当然没有意见哦。
Okay, you need to pay attention.
大家一定要注意哈。
Because if they lost the argument, whom they gonna blame? Right? Teacher, because you didn't teach us the right way, so we lost the argument.
如果他们输的话，他们怪的是谁呢？一定是这个负责老师，你没有帮我们教好啊！你看我们都输了。
So if we were defeated through these process, then we will try to find the reason and maybe find someone to be blamed.
如果 我们一旦输了，我们就会想到底是理由何在，然后结论就是，哎，有一个人我们可以怪罪的。
So actually, verse 26 is blaming their teacher.
所以您看这个二十六节其实很有意思，其实他们这个语气其实是在责怪他们的老师。
That means what? That means, hey, teacher. So many people went over to Jesus. So apparently, you are not good enough. That's why I lost the argument.
所以这个言下之意说，你看，夫子，你看很多人都跑到耶稣那里去了，哈，是不是很可能您的教学不利啊？所以我们才会不但输了辩论，而且追随你的人都跑走了。
Actually, this is the real world in today.
这就是今天的这种状况。
Are we running this path?
我们是不是就朝着这条路走呢？
We are also climbing these social ladders. Hopefully, we can get to the top.
我们是不是也要爬这个阶梯呢？想要爬到最顶呢？
Have you tried to prove yourself through the competition so you can defeat more people to prove that you are good enough?
是不是经由竞争，然后或者争论，你来打败对方，来表示证明您是对的
？So if there is a competition, actually, the human nature is if the competition related to my own survival, I will fight.
我们人的本性就是，如果这个竞争有碍于我的生存，我一定是要奋争到底。
So I can go through argument or struggling.
我是要用辩论或是用争斗。
And I will build up my own structure.
然后我要我自己一套那个办法，那个道理，那个架构。
And if I can climb to this top, then I start to compare with other people, any other competitor. If you are good enough to become my opponent, or you are not good enough, I will just ignore you.
如果到那个地步，我们就会看一下，哎，我们的对手还有哪些对手存在。然后就存以戒心，我们不是我们对手的，我们连看一眼都不值得我们去看。
And this is a real life.
这就是我们现实。
And that happened to John's disciples.
就是同样的事情发生在施洗约翰身上。
Boy, if you are the John, what are you going to respond?
如果您是施洗约翰，您会有什么样的反应呢？
If your disciple came to you and say, Oh, Rabbi, teacher,Many, many people go to Jesus.
如果有一天你的门徒跑来跟你说，老师啊，你看那么多人都跑到耶稣那里去了。
Maybe you will tell him that I'm going to dismiss you.
也许您的反应就说啊，我就让你退学 ，you're fired.
Maybe you will say, go home and have more homework to study.
或者你说，那你回去多做点功课吧，你学的还不够。
You must have forgotten what I have taught you.
啊，你把我教的你都忘了。
But now we're going to see what the response from John.
我们先来看一下约翰的反应是什么。
The teacher, the rabbi.
这位夫子他的反应是如何？
His response is said, a man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
For his disciple, this answer is totally out of picture.
对这个约翰的门徒来说，这简直就鸡同鸭讲啊，文不对题啊，这怎么一回事啊？
I'm talking about so real issue.
我在讲一个很真实的现实的问题。
Why teacher gave me this answer?
这个夫子怎么给我这样一个就是这样的一个回答？
This is not applicable.
这个不是很能够现实，不是一个很现实的一个回答。
We need something real.
我们要一些真实的东西。
But he said, a man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
但耶稣说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
So this tried to tell us there is a different route.
所以这告诉我们，他们真的是两种想法，两条道路。
This world running this path.
这个道路是。走这个世界的道路。
So whatever you run along this path, all you can see only very limited.
您如果走这个世界道路， 您能够看到的就是非常的有限。
Now John opened the sky to them.
但是 约 约翰他等于是把这个天都打开了。
If you are running the path of the world, everything you pick up is from the ground, from the dirt, from the earth.
如果您是走这个世界的道路，您所能看到就是在这个地上的东西。
You are so good at seeking from this world.
您在这个世界上的经营是这么的有办法。
And then your eye will be blind to the sky.
然后您的眼睛就完全看不到上面的东西。
You could not see anything from heaven.
因为你是这么的专注地上的东西，你天上的东西你是一点都看不到。
So John Baptist, actually what he said is, a man can receive nothing unless he receives something from heaven.
所以约翰这里讲就说，人啊，你什么东西都得不到，除非你从天上得到一些东西，你才能得到东西。
Brothers and sister, have you received something from heaven?
各位弟兄姐妹，您有没有得到一些从天上来的赏赐呢？东西呢？
Now, John the Baptist is going to give his own testimony.
接着，约施洗约翰就做自己的见证。
He said, you yourself can testify that I said, I have said this, I am not the Christ, but I am sent ahead of him.
28节，我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。
This is a great testimony.
这是一个多么伟大的一个见证。
A person can tell people, I am not the Christ.
有这个人可以说我不是基督。
This is the first step of your spiritual journey.
这是你属灵旅途的第一步。
Because this world tried to teach us, whenever you climb almost to the top, then you start to have a sense, I am the Christ.
因为这个世界教给你，就当您爬到这个顶峰的时候，你就会自视为你，我就是基督。
I am the King.
我就是这个王。
I'm the guru.
我是这个伟人。
But John the Baptist discovered, I am not the Christ.
但是施洗约翰他说我不是基督。
Wow. If a person realizes I am not the Christ, apparently he has what? He has met. He knew who is Christ.
如果一个人可以说我不是基督，很显然的，他是已经知道哪一位是基督，他遇到过这个基督了。
I got a chance to meet many very proud person.
我曾经遇到过有些非常自高自傲的人。
The very first instance I knew, you never really know Christ.
我马上就知道这个人从来没有真正的遇见过耶稣。
Even that person claimed.He's a Christian.
即使这个人自称他是基督徒。
You never really know Christ.
其实这个人真正的没有认识过基督。
So you thought you are the Christ.
你才会自以为自己是耶稣基督。
So much bragging.
这么的自夸呢。
But John the Baptist, he did meet Christ. He did know who is Christ.
但是约翰这里就是表明说他的确是遇到了耶稣，他知道谁是耶稣。
So,This is a world path.
所以这条是世界的道路。
But there is a heavenly path.
但是这里有一个属天的道路。
The very first step is you need to know who is Christ.
第一步，你必须认识，知道谁是基督。
After that, then you start to know, understand who you are.
第二步就是你开始知道你是谁。
You start to realize who you are.
就开始明白你是谁。
And then the third step, John.Witness this.
然后施洗约翰就做这样的见证。
He said the bride belongs to the bridegroom.
他说娶新妇的就是新郎。
Actually, the Chinese version we need to try to translate in English way is actually the bride belongs to the bridegroom.
中文的跟这个原文稍微有点差异，其实翻译出来应该是说这个新郎是属于这个新郎的，而不是说。娶新妇的就是新郎，稍微有一点的差异。
I got to clarify here. 新娘是属于新郎的。Just simple. The bride belongs to the bridegroom.
新娘是属于新郎的。
And then he said, the friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him.
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音。
And is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
We mentioned John the Baptist, he knew who is Christ.
刚提了施洗约翰知道谁是基督。
Then he started to know who himself.
然后接着他认识自己是谁，自己的地位。
And he proclaimed, I am not the Christ.
所以他就开始做见证说我不是基督。
And after that, then he will know what is his position.
然后他才能够知道说我的地位在哪里。
Or his function.
然后我的功用是什么。
Then he said, I am the friend of the bridegroom.
他说我是新郎的朋友。
And my responsibility or my obligation is to attend the bridegroom.
所以我的功用，我的工作就是来这个
陪伴
扶持帮助这个新郎。
And the job is wait for him and listen for him.
我的工作就是扶持他，帮助他，然后听他。
Bridegroom is the center.
新郎是这个中心点。
You may hardly see a bridegroom during the wedding ceremony is running everywhere.
我想各位没有看到一个新郎在婚礼当天到处乱跑的吧。
He was always stand very still and waiting for the bride to come.
他一定是站得挺挺的，在那边静候新娘。
But if he got any business, he will whisper to the people or his friend attending him.
他如果有认识什么杂事什么事情，他一定会跟旁边的那个伴郎说。
And you will see his friends running everywhere to satisfy him.
所以他只要轻轻地说一句话，他的朋友伴郎就是到处满场飞，就是要想办法把事情做成。
John the Baptist said, "I am waiting for him. Listen to him."
所以约翰就说：“我在这里静候他，我听他的旨。”这个嘱咐。
And then he said, "Is full of joy when he hear the bridegroom's voice."
所以当我听到新郎的声音时，我就甚喜乐。
That means.He is so happy to hear the bridegroom give him instruction.
所以他这个伴郎就是听到新郎给他的一些指示，叫他去做什么事情，他是非常高兴的。
He is so happy. Say, I got my own job. I got my career.
他就高兴说：“哎呀，我终于有事情做了，我有这个，我可以去做的事情了。”
And he described the joy is full.
这里形容就是说。我这个
满足
呀，我这个喜乐是就是满足的，满出来的。
And he said, "The joy is mine."
然后这个满足是我的。
And it's now complete.
然后这里就是一个圆满了。
It's so exciting.
多么的兴奋的一件事情。
See, heavenly route actually come along with complete joy.
所以当这个属天的道路到最后一定是一个非常圆满的一个满足的一个喜乐的。
But in this worldview, you just stand by the bridegroom. It seems not much value for me.
因为我们以属世的看法，就是说你做个伴郎，只不过是一个站在旁边的，就等着新郎的人，伺候新郎人，有什么了不起的
？You're not the center.
你不是一个注意力的中心点呢。
Because we want to be the center. That's why we don't really enjoy. We cannot really receive that complete joy.
也就是因为我们每个人都想要自己做这个中心点，所以我们不能得到这个十分的满足。
And then the final, he concludes this.
最后他做一个结论。
He must become greater, I must become less.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
The King James verse says, "He must increase, but I must decrease."
这个钦定版的就说他必须增长，我必须减少。
This is the final result.
这个就是最后的功效。
It's very simple to check.
很容易来查证的。
Through our job, through our ministry, through our work, whatever. Now look into that. You are increasing or decreasing.
所以当我们在侍奉，我们在工作的时候，在忙忙碌碌的时候，我们必须要停下来查验一下，是谁在增加，谁在减少。
So I would like to give you a little summary.
我给大家做一个结论。
The worldly approach, we want job, vocation, and career.
我们世人的方法就是我们要有工作，有职业，要有事业。
This is build up myself.
这个是来自我建造我自我的。
The very first step is survival.
我们第一步当然就是要求生存。
So you watch who is your competitor.
所以你开始注意谁是我的竞争对手。
Secondly is struggling.
然后我要开始去奋斗，要争斗。
Maybe the disciple through argument.
然后这些门徒就开始以这个辩论的方式。
And the thirdly is the structure.
第三个，我有这一套的东西，我的架构。
The ceremonial washing.
有个例子就是所谓的洗手礼。
This is try to build up the social ladder.
这个就是让你往这个社会的这个顶层走的一个步骤阶梯。
So once you find the ladder, you keep on climbing.
当你在这个阶梯上爬的话，你就是一直爬。
You hope someday you will get to the top.
你就希望有一天你能够达到这个顶峰。
And keep on climbing and keep on climbing, then you start to compare.
然后你一直爬的时候，你就开始要攀比，要跟人家比。
Always compare somebody else.
永远是跟别人比。
And the result will be either you becomeYou receive pride and arrogance.
So, 结果很可能是就是哦，你觉得很骄傲，很狂妄。
And if others are stronger than you, then you receive a jealousy and discouragement.
如果别人比你好的话，你就会有嫉妒心，或者觉得自己哎呦很没用哦。
Remember the verse we have read. Actually, the verse said, John the Baptist, where he baptized people, there were plenty of water.
呀，其实在这里我们刚刚再回忆一下。其实约翰施洗的地方有很多的水。
And over there it stated people constantly going to John the Baptist to be baptized.
然后有许多人一直不断的去约翰那里去受洗的。
But what happened to what the response for his disciple, John's disciple?
但是我们看到他的门徒的一些反应。
They were not satisfied.
他还是不满意啊。
They are so panicked. They thought people are going to Jesus, so they may lose people.
他们还是有点心慌慌的，因为怕看到有人去耶稣那里，就怕他失掉他的这个人众啊，众人气啊。
群众，Okay. So actually, if you're going this worldly route, eventually you will end up misery.
各位，如果您走这个属世人的道路的话，到最终你会觉得还是觉得很灰心，很失望的。
Maybe some say no.This is not the right way.
Wait.
Imagine those people who climb to the top. Do you know what happened to those people? Very few elite people. One day they found they don't have competitor. Do you know?What happened to them?
你知道发生什么事情吗?
They realize the only competitor is they themselves.
最后的竞争的对手变成他自己。
Would that be even more miserable?
那是不是就是这是更惨的一件事情呢?
So many elite people took their own life, suicide. That's the reason.
所以你看到很多这个顶尖的尖峰人物，他们有的时候会自杀，就是这个原因。
They follow this worldly path.
他们就追着走的这一条很惨的、凄惨的道路。
Survival, struggle, and then structure, and then comparison.
所以这一层层的道路就是第一生存，第二是斗争，然后是架构，然后是攀比。
This route to certain point is very effective.
这条道路在某一个时间点的时候，的确是有些功效的。
And we follow the rule of this path.
我们走这条路。
And we did accomplish something.
我们的确会成就一些事情。
And we build up our faith.
然后我们也会建立起我们自己信心。
then we naturally, we regard this path, this approach is can apply to everything.
然后很自然的，我们就把这一套的东西都认为说我可以应用在万事一切事情上。
Until we really get very close to the top, then we may have a chance to realize it won't work.
一直到我们几乎要爬到顶点的时候，也许我们就这个机会领悟到，哦，原来不是样，这一套东西不是样样都通的。
Maybe today's message will give us an option, another option.
也许今天的信息会给您另外一条开一条道路。
And this is heavenly approach.
这是一个属天的道路。
Remember, John the Baptist said, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven."
你记得使徒约翰刚刚讲的，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
Your pastor do not want you regret when you get to eternity.
我这位做牧者的，不希望您到了这个快到永生了才发现，哦，我走的这条路完全是没有用的。
I'll try to wave a tiny red flag here.
我现在呢，就在这里摇的一个小小的红色的旗子。
Say, watch out.
说小心啊，谨慎啊。
Don't go that route.
呀，不要通通走到那条路上去哦。
You need to seek for heaven route.
你们必须要看一下这个属天的道路。
You need to know Christ.
第一个，你必须要认识基督。
Then you will be able to know yourself.
然后你会认识自己。
And then you will know your position and function.
然后你知道自己的位置，自己的功用。
Check very simple way whether he increase and you decrease.
然后怎么样来查验呢？就是看看是不是他兴盛，你衰微。
If for a church,
如果对一个教会来说
，there are three options you can choose.
如果有三个选择。
The first option is when people came to our church and after they left, they say, wow, these brothers and sisters in the church, they are so great.
如果是第一个选择，就是当有人来了以后，他们就非常赞叹地说，哇，这个教会的弟兄姐妹实在太好了。
And second choice.
第一个选择。
Wow, their pastor was great.
哦，这个牧师啊，太棒了。
I just love to hear his sermon.
然后他的讲的我听了真是耳朵都要出油了。
If I couldn't sleep last night, I can sleep here, right after his sermon.
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Didn't catch that.
So somebody pay attention to what I said.
If I couldn't sleep here?
No, I said, because my sermon may make people very dizzy and sleepy, so their pastor was great.
Oh, okay. 牧师开玩笑说，哇，这个牧师讲到好在哪里？就是我昨天晚上睡不着，失眠，我在这里睡得很香啊。
And maybe the third choice.
啊，第三个选择。
After they left, they said, "Wow, Jesus is so good."
当他们走了以后，他们感叹地说，耶稣真好。
Which one you would prefer to choose?
您要选择哪一个？一二三。
Because he increases, and we decrease.
因为他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Would that be amen in your heart?
这个是不是您的心愿呢？这个第三个是不是您的选择呢？
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。